You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 285. And as part of our Mantra Monday series, or Monday Mantra series, however you want to say it, we're going to talk today about a mantra to help you do your best in direct sales. So today's mantra is, "Today I gave it my best and tomorrow will be even better." This is a great mantra, truly, on how to do your best in direct sales. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, welcome to today's show. I'm Jackie Ulmer, and this is my podcast, the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Now, I don't know if you're listening for the first time or if you've been around for a while, but either way, this is our third in our Monday Mantra series on really giving you some success language that you can repeat to yourself over and over again to really set your mindset up for success. Now, they say it takes 3 weeks to make a habit, so we're just starting the third week, and I'd love to hear from you how it's going. Are you taking this seriously? Are you writing down these mantras? Are you practicing them? Are you saying these as affirmations to yourself? Are you looking yourself in the mirror and really making a difference for yourself by empowering your brain, empowering yourself with great words that really are designed to get you set up for success? I hope that you are, because it's a critical piece of what we do. So I'd love to hear from you how things are going. You know, I've mentioned I am just having a spectacular year. I'm just so excited with everything that's showing up in my business, my team growth, my personal growth. It's just truly amazing. So I don't know where you are. Maybe you're listening to this and you're looking for a business. I would love to chat with you a little bit about what I do. I love my business because I can create a win-win for anyone. I work with people in all different companies in direct sales. I work with real estate agents. I work with small business owners. I have a product that helps anyone take their business to a new level to help them create a referral-based business. So just go to workwithjackie.com if that interests you, or if you're looking for a tool that can help you create more in your current direct sales business, I would love to chat with you about my product and how it can help you. No intent to cross-recruit you whatsoever. We have a product that, again, is perfect for anyone. So just go to workwithjackie.com. And then let's talk about how you can do your best in direct sales. So I mentioned today's mantra is, "Today I gave it my best and tomorrow will be even better." It's truly a great mantra on succeeding and doing your best in direct sales. So, you know, what I want to ask you is, again, are you taking advantage of these? Are you writing these down? Are you speaking them out loud? Are you putting them on your phone, on a sticky note on your mirror, and anywhere to regularly remind yourself of what it is that you're doing? Well, let's face it, in our business and certainly in life, we only control so much of what goes on. We control our emotions, we control our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. And our actions are how we're able to do our best in direct sales. So if you will make sure that each and every day you give it your best, that you really do something intentional, some income-producing activity in your business, you're going to be happier and success is going to naturally make its way to you. And I want you to practice this in each area of your life, not just your direct sales business. So let's talk about how you can do your best. Well, first of all, show up with an action plan and then actually act on it. It's called an action plan for a reason. Do those income-producing activities in your business. Reach out to two people a day and use the third-party approach. Go to a couple networking events so that you can meet some people, so you can put some new contacts into your pipeline. You know, I have a goal. I really started, I think the first date, looking at my day timer here, that I really started taking intentional action on networking groups here locally in Scottsdale was the 24th of January. So I've set a 6-month goal to be very intentional with networking groups. I'm going to go like crazy for the next 6 months, go to at least 2 networking events a week, and or I should say 5 to 6 a month. I'm going to try to go to 2 a week. It doesn't always work out that way, but that's really my goal, is to fill my pipeline and stay intentional with people, to constantly have people that I am connecting with, that I'm offering my product to help them in their business, that I'm setting those appointments to sit down one-on-one and learn more about their business, that I'm showing them my business and using that third-party approach to reach out and ask them, who do you know who might be perfect for this product? And then, by the way, there's an income opportunity that's attached to it. If you'll learn good success language, if you will take those action steps and approach at least 2 people a day, use that third party approach, follow up with people, become highly interested in others, be engaged, and be more than just about business. And then always ask, how can I be creating a win-win in business with my prospects and those who are interested? Now, you can easily do this. It doesn't matter what your product is. When you're out networking, it's important that you lead first and foremost with the product. And the reason that you want to do this when you're creating new warm market through networking type groups is because the people that show up at these are busy working on their own business. They're very focused on their business. They're going to these events to further their own business. It doesn't mean that they won't be interested in the business opportunity side of what you're doing. You just don't want to lead with that. You want to lead with the product and the third-party approach. Who do you know who this might be right for? And then, you know, by the way, just so you know, there's 2 sides to my business. If you would happen to run across anybody who's also looking, you know, to stay home full time with kids, to get out of a job that they don't care for, to develop a new career, whatever it is, I would love to share with you some details on how to turn this into an income opportunity. That way, if you run into anyone who might be right for this, you could possibly refer them my way. There's always a way that you can turn that around and share from a third-party perspective and introduce the income side of what you do. So you want to be a professional, and you want to look yourself in the mirror at the end of each day and say, if everyone on my team did what I did today, we will all be sitting on a beach together soon, sipping those coconut drinks. So be a leader. Every day, do your best indirect sales and practice today's affirmation and see what shows up for you. So for the next week, I want you to practice our Monday mantra for direct sales success. Say it to yourself first thing in the morning and last thing at night before you go to sleep, and repeat it many times throughout the day. That's our Monday mantra. Today, I gave up my best, and tomorrow will be even better. So again, what does doing your best mean? It means getting out there and taking action. Do those income-producing activities, be a professional, follow up, and talk to someone new each and every day about your business. Well, it is certainly my goal and my intent that these Monday mantras are helping you. And again, it doesn't matter what day of the week you listen to this. You can start these at any time. Maybe Wednesdays are better for you. Maybe Sundays are better for you. It doesn't matter. Whenever you're catching this, just make sure you tune in and that you're practicing these, that you're writing them down, and you're allowing them to infiltrate your brain and make a difference for you in your business. Now, I love and appreciate reviews, and if you haven't given me one yet on iTunes or Stitcher, I would so appreciate it if you would take just a moment to do that. You can go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher and leave me a review. This is what helps get the show out there to positively affect even more people, to make a difference in their lives, and I so appreciate it. You'll find the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/285, and I love to hear from you. I think the world and business need more connection. So if you have a question or comment or feedback for me on the show, you can tweet me @JackieElmer and let me know what's on your mind. You can go to the Facebook page, www.facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.